Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 16, verses 19 to 21. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 16. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, verses 13 to 18. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, in the end, we are preserved by the Lord. We have all made our choice to follow the Lord. However, we must constantly review the demands of our commitment and promises to the Lord. First, like Elisha, we must join the Holy Spirit in completing the rescue of our being from entanglements of our past failures, mistakes, and misdeeds.
Hence, we are re-enabled
to rise from those bottomless pits of anger, hatred, malice, self-hatred, despair, worries, and unknown fears. St. Paul says in today's second reading, Christ freed us and he meant us to be free. Hence, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Secondly, my brothers, my sisters, if we intend to produce order out of those chaotic challenges in life, then we must tune out of old habits and stay in tune with our Lord Jesus. In other words, we must be willing to and consciously free ourselves from the law of the flesh in order to be free for the demands of self-giving love occasioned by the Holy Spirit. Thus, Proverbs chapter 23 verse 4 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. For when our hearts are preserved, guarded by the Lord, and directed by the Holy Spirit, the will and ways of the Lord will forever be in our sight, and we will be enabled to overcome those distractions and challenges planted on our path to success. Yes, we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. He strengthens us to overcome those distractions and challenges planted on our path to glory. You will succeed, but we must hold on to the Lord. Our Lord Jesus had in his own heart the will of the Father. In other words, the Father's will was his road map. Hence, he was neither distracted by provocations of the Samaritans into this gospel, nor was he thrilled by the plans of his disciples James and John in response to the provocations of the Samaritans. Our Lord Jesus was focused on granting us salvation, focused on granting us life. St. Paul says, if you are led by the Spirit, no law can touch you. Nothing was able to touch the Lord because he was focused on actualizing the will of the Father, salvation for God's children. And so, my brother, my sister, if we are led by the Spirit, then we must learn to listen to his promptings. For he will not leave our souls among the dead, nor let his beloved know decay, says the psalmist today. Thus, although it is not easy to be discipled by his Spirit, we must hold on to his message, the message of the Lord, and his promises. For he has ensured our joy and happiness. Yes, he has secured our joy and our happiness. Of course, we know that our sufferings and pains are unrelenting. But, my brother, my sister, we must hold on to that plow. We must hold on to that plow and plow new hope for ourselves and our communities. If the Lord has empowered you, oh, my brother, my sister, you have been empowered to empower others. If God has blessed you, then bless others. If God has made you a leader, please take care of your citizens. That is your responsibility. God has granted you his blessings, then bestow those blessings or share those blessings with others. Yes, my brother, my sisters, it is hard to follow the Lord, to stay focused on his will, and to bear the demands of discipleship. But we must march on to glory. We must press on and never give up, because the Lord will always be there to help us carry our crosses. He will always be there to assist us and to comfort us, to encourage us. I know it's not easy in life, but always remember that the Lord will preserve you in the end. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he grant you his blessings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.